Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 76. Welcome to episode 76 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we'll be reviewing the lyrics to another classic salsa song by Marc Anthony. The name of the song is Valió la Pena, and it was actually released back in 2005. So it was released in 2005, and it did win Latin Grammys, and the album that the song appeared on went to number one for the Latin Grammys that year. As many, many songs by Marc Anthony have done. So if you're not familiar, he is a very popular salsa singer. He is Puerto Rican, and he sings also ballads and other types of songs as well. But this particular song I chose because it has a few expressions that you can actually use in day-to-day conversation. And it's also just a great song to dance to. So if you haven't heard the song, I will be including it in the show notes. So just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/76. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/76. And I'll include a link to, I'll include the video, the actual music video, so you can watch it. It's a great song to dance to. The only pet peeve I have about it is there is one part where the music kind of cuts off. So like the salsa part kind of cuts off, and it's sort of like a slow, kind of like there's some drums playing and the music goes really low. So usually like if you're out dancing, like everyone will kind of stop and pause, and then everyone's like, okay, what do I do? Or we just have to do like a two-step or some kind of more like African style dance in that little intermission, and then it like picks back up and gets to the song. So I don't know, at first it used to bug me, but now it's a welcome break because it is a super fast song, and you also do get to see some pretty amazing salsa dancing in this video. So make sure you check it out, learnspanishconsalsa.com/76, after you listen to this episode. Okay, so I am just going to go through the chorus of the song, or el coro, because there are quite a few phrases that we can learn just from the chorus of the song, and the song is quite long, so I'm just going to be going through the chorus in this episode, but I think you'll find it pretty valuable because, as I mentioned, there's quite a bit within just this chorus that you can actually use in day-to-day conversation. So first, starting with the name of the song. So the name of the song is Valió la Pena. Valió la pena, which literally means like it was worth the trouble or the penalty, something similar to that. But it's really a phrase that you have to translate as one. So this is another one of those situations in Spanish where you have a phrase or an expression that it's best not to translate word for word. So valió la pena in English is best translated as it was worth it. Okay, it was worth it, or like it was worth the trouble. Whatever he had to do in the situation, it was 100% worth his time, worth his trouble. It was worth it. All right. So that's the best way to think of this phrase. And it also isn't just used in this song, even though, you know, a lot of songs, again, are, you know, very poetic. They can be ballads. The song is also pretty romantic, like a lot of salsa songs are. But this is just a phrase that you can use. It's not a very dramatic phrase. It's actually a pretty common phrase that you actually hear people use all the time. So if I ask someone, ¿Llegaste a la playa? ¿Llegaste a la playa? So like, did you arrive at the beach or did you get to the beach? They could say, ah, sí, valió la pena. Like, yes, it was worth it. Because maybe it was a long ride to the beach. At least I know it is for me. I do not have any beaches near my house, so it's pretty a long ride. But it's always worth it to go to the beach, right? So think about something like that where you would use this in day-to-day conversation. And you may notice that valió la pena is actually conjugated in the past tense. This is the preterite past tense. So valió is based on the verb valer, which means to cost or to be worth, and it is the preterite past tense of valer in the third person, so valió la pena, it was worth it. However, if I wanted to say it is worth it in the present tense, which again, very common phrase that you will hear in conversation, you would simply say vale la pena, vale la pena. So that's the present tense conjugation of the exact same phrase. So, valió la pena, it was worth it. Vale la pena, it's worth it. So, by the same token, if I was on my way to the beach, I could say, vale la pena ir a la playa. Vale la pena ir a la playa. So, it's worth it to go to the beach. It's something that you are talking about that, you know, maybe there was some effort involved, but whatever effort is involved in the task, it is definitely worth it because there is some benefit or reward. So very, very common phrase, but it also happens to be the name of our song and how the chorus actually starts. It goes, valió la pena lo que era necesario para estar contigo, amor. Tú eres una bendición. Las horas y la vida de tu lado, nena, están para vivirlas, pero a tu manera. Enhorabuena, porque valió la pena, valió la pena. Okay, and then it just repeats from there. And it's the same thing repeated twice for the chorus, and it's repeated again and again in the song. So let's break down exactly what this means. So we already talked about valió la pena, which means it was worth it. And then he says, lo que era necesario, lo que era necesario. So that lo que, as you know, just means what. So this is the combination again, yet another phrase that you can't really separate word for word to translate, but just think of lo que, even though it's two words, as one sort of phrase or one word, and it just means what. So it was worth it. Then he says, what was necessary? Lo que era necesario, lo que era necesario. So this era is the past tense. Again, this is a different past tense. It's actually the imperfect, not the preterite, of the verb ser. So we have the imperfect past tense, or el imperfecto, of the verb ser, and it is era. So lo que era necesario. So that era in this case just means was, okay? And necesario is necessary. So valió la pena lo que era necesario. So it was worth it, what was necessary. And then right after that he says, para estar contigo, amor. Para estar contigo, amor. So that para is in order to, and estar is to be, and contigo is with you. So as you know, con by itself just means with, but when you're saying with you in an informal sense, there's this sort of exception, right? So instead of saying con ti or something like that, or con tu, you would actually say contigo, contigo. Okay, so that is a little bit of an exception to the rule. And then amor, as you know, which means love. So in this case, he's not saying love as in love in general, but he's actually referring to the person he's talking to, the woman he's speaking to. He's calling her love as a term of endearment. So, valió la pena lo que era necesario para estar contigo, amor. So it was worth it, what was necessary in order to be with you, my love. Now, I will caution you, in the song, he says this pretty quickly. So I am breaking it down for you pretty slow. So when you hear it, it is super fast. He says, valió la pena lo que era necesario para estar contigo, amor. All right, it's very, very fast. So when you hear it in the song, don't be sort of shocked by that, but just sort of get used to what the words are and you'll be able to hear it. You might want to also slow it down maybe the first couple times as well. But it is a super, super fast song. So the next line he says, tú eres una bendición. Tú eres una bendición. So this one's super easy. So tú eres, so you are, una bendición. So you are a blessing. So bendición is blessing. You might also hear another form of this word, bendito. So it's very common in Puerto Rico especially. So bendición is a blessing, and bendito literally means blessed. However, in Puerto Rico, they use it a little bit differently. So it's more of a term that's used to say something like, oh, you poor thing. Sometimes you'll hear, ay, bendito, like, oh, you poor thing, right? So sometimes it's used like that. It can also be used to, like, say please or ask someone or sort of plead with them, right? So you're like, you're trying to get pity or compassion. So you can say, bendito, ven conmigo a la fiesta. So like, oh, please come with me to the party. It also can be shortened to just dito. So sometimes you don't hear bendito, you just hear dito. That all comes from bendición, which is blessing. So there's quite a few ways you can use that as well. Then he says, las horas y la vida de tu lado, nena. So las horas is the hours, y la vida and the life, de tu lado, nena. So this de tu lado means at your side, right? And nena is another term of endearment. It literally means baby, but in this case, again, it's the woman he's speaking to. It's a term of endearment, like, you know, sweetheart, babe, something like that, right? So las horas y la vida de tu lado, nena, all right? So far we have, it was worth it, what was necessary to be with you, love. You are a blessing. The hours and life at your side, babe. So again, like most Marc Anthony songs, he's talking very highly of this woman, very convincingly, right? All right, and then he says, están para vivirlas, pero a tu manera. Están para vivirlas, pero a tu manera. This están para vivirlas is referring to the previous line, las horas y la vida. So he's spending his hours and his life at her side. And then he's saying, they are, están para vivirlas. This están para vivirlas, it's a little tricky to translate, but it really just means that they are to be lived. He's saying that these hours and his lifetime that he's spending at her side are to be lived, all right? It's kind of not a direct translation into English because it doesn't really translate that neatly, but literally it's more like they are for living them, right? They are for living them. And so you have vivirlas, which is actually one word. So this is the case where you have the direct object pronoun. So I know I'm getting a little bit into grammar here, but you have the lo or los for a masculine object. So it really just means it or them. And then you have la or las for feminine objects or for females. All right. So, but in this case, this vivirlas is referring to las horas y la vida. Okay. So he's saying he's spending this time at her side. So his hours and his life is to be lived at her side. So that las in vivirlas refers to that, all right? And also, as I mentioned, it's one word, so the las is actually tacked onto the end of vivir, and you can do that, as mentioned this in some previous episodes, that when you have the infinitive form of the verb, which is vivir, or anything like comer, andar, You know, anything that ends with like that A-R-E-R-I-R, that's the infinitive of the verb. Anytime you have that and you want to add it or them, right? So that lo, la, las, or los, you would be able to just kind of tack that onto the end and sort of make it one word. So it becomes vivirlas. Okay, I could also say vivirlo, vivirla, vivirlos. In this case, because we're talking about feminine objects, horas y vidas, then it's vivirlas. All right? So están para vivirlas, pero, and that pero is but, a tu manera. A tu manera. So manera is way. So basically he's saying, you know, this time I'm spending with you at your side, it's to be lived, but in your way. So she's getting her own way in this situation, right? So it's sort of the way that she does things, right? The way that she lives her life. He is spending his time at her side, and he's saying that he's going to do things her way, basically, right? And then the last line of the chorus, he says, enhorabuena, porque valió la pena, all right? So we already know, again, valió la pena means it was worth it. So he starts out saying, enhorabuena, which is really a way of saying congratulations. More commonly, you might hear felicidades. So felicidades also means congratulations. I've heard that enhorabuena is used more in Spain. I'm not sure if that's the case. Again, as I mentioned, Marc Anthony is an artist from Puerto Rico, so, or by way of New York. So I'm not quite sure, you know, again, in terms of which one is more common, if it really does matter where you're from, but just understand that enhorabuena, felicidades are used interchangeably to say congratulations. You'll also hear people say like felicidades a lot, like if it's your birthday. So not just for a celebration like a graduation or something like that, but it doesn't always have to be congratulations for an accomplishment. It's sort of just a way of giving sort of like happy greetings, right? Because felicidad is happiness, right? So felicidad, happiness, felicidades, it's like congrats or sort of you're sending your well wishes. So enhorabuena means the same thing. Another variation of this you might see, it's not as common, but you might also see felicitaciones. Felicitaciones, which again just means congratulations. So enhorabuena, felicidades, felicitaciones, all pretty much used in the same way, although I would say felicidades is the most common. So he says, enhorabuena, congratulations, porque valió la pena, valió la pena. So porque in this case is because, so he's saying because it was worth it, it was worth it. Right, so then it just repeats. Valió la pena lo que era necesario para estar contigo, amor. Tú eres una bendición. Las horas y la vida de tu lado, nena, están para vivirlas, pero a tu manera. Enhorabuena, porque valió la pena, valió la pena. That is the whole chorus, and we already got quite a few phrases from that. We got valió la pena, it was worth it. Vale la pena, it's worth it. Lo que, which means what, again, when you're not asking a question. We have contigo, which means with you. We have bendición, which is blessing, or the Puerto Rican variation of using it, bendito, like ay bendito, you know, poor thing, or dito for short. Then we also had enhorabuena, or you could also say felicidades, felicitaciones, which means congratulations. One more thing I want to mention about this song. And this actually isn't from the chorus, but it's towards the end of the song where Marc Anthony just says, Boricua. So he just sort of yells that out at the end of the song. He says, Boricua. And if you've never heard that before, you're not familiar with the island of Puerto Rico, Boricua actually comes from Borinquen. This is from the sort of pre-Spaniard, pre-Columbian era that it's said that the name of the island Puerto Rico, which, as you know, literally means rich port in Spanish, but the original name sort of given by the indigenous people was said to be Borinquen, So you might even see that if you come across any restaurants that are, at least I know I've seen some in the mainland, that actually have that name, and that actually is synonymous with Puerto Rico, but it is, again, seen as the indigenous name of the island. So you'll get this Boricua, which is a person that's from Borinquen. That's something that you will hear that's used quite a bit. And if you ever hear Boricua, you'll hear in many different songs. If the artist is from Puerto Rico, sometimes you'll hear them say Boricua. And again, it's just another way to say Puerto Rican, but it comes from the indigenous name of the island of Puerto Rico. Okay, so that's it for this song. I hope that you learned something. Again, I just touched on the chorus. The song is a bit longer, but I did just want to give you an idea of some of the ways you can use some of the phrases from the song in your daily conversation. So make sure you check out the show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/76. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/76. And I will include the music video so you can, again, see some great salsa dancing, but also listen to the song and try to sing along. That'll help you improve your pronunciation. And I'll also be including the text of the lyrics that we went over in this episode so you can read along as well. So that is it for this episode of the Learn Spanish Con Salsa podcast. Don't forget about our monthly giveaway. Just tag at Learn Spanish Con Salsa on Facebook or Instagram, either in an IG post or story, and you will be automatically entered into our giveaway for this month, which is a free one-on-one Spanish coaching session with one of our wonderful coaches on the Spanish Con Salsa team to help you get moving towards Spanish fluency or to just practice conversation. You can even practice some of the phrases that you learned in this song from this episode, okay? So again, tag us on Instagram at Learn Spanish Con Salsa in an IG story or in a post or on your Facebook page. Share this episode, share what your favorite part is from the episode, something that you learned, and again, you will be automatically entered into our monthly giveaway. So as always, I hope that something in this episode has taken you at least one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.